Eva Kodja, Thofalcha Roith, Gadi Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old time Irish American songs, and instrumentals. All with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. The Eva Codger, Thofalcha Roith, Gadi Erclor, Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's edition of Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bollard, and I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Three. A number of things to get out of the way before we start. First of all, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air, but of course you can contact me at any time by email. joebollard2@aircom.net, joebollard and a figure 2 at aircom, and be careful how you spell it, aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. And of course you can always join me on Facebook or on Twitter, Joe Blogs in Bray. Now this is all one word, joebloggsinbray, and become one of my followers. Picked up 6 new followers this week, so come on, feel free to become one of Joe Bollard's followers, particularly when it's connected with Sounds Irish. Also, I'm a bit excited this week because we've got another 2 radio stations taking our little programme all around the world. I'd like to say a big hearty Cade Mila Falcha, that means 100,000 welcomes, to the station in New Orleans that's taking us very early in the morning, but I hope nevertheless you're going to enjoy the programme. So we've got, I think, about 5 or 6 stations in various countries around the world listening to and enjoying, I hope, Sounds Irish. And for our new listeners, I do want to point out that Sounds Irish is what it says it is. In other words, it's not necessarily an Irish song, but it will have some connection with Ireland. It could be an Irish singer singing, well, anything. It could be an Irish instrumentalist. It could have some connection in some way or other. And some of them, well, some of them might be a little obscure, but nevertheless, Sounds Irish is what it is, and it's all types and styles of Irish music. We have the, of course, the traditional Irish music, we have the old time Irish American songs, we have country and Irish, and various styles of country and Irish, Irish and bluegrass, yes, or should that be green grass? I don't know. Irish bluegrass it is, and whatever. Ballads and folk, whatever comes to hand during the next 2 hours. So let's get the ball rolling, and we'll take a peek into a live performance of Andy Cooney. He's got trying to wind up his audience here, get them all hand clapping and foot tapping when the boys come rolling home. Andy Cooney.
All right, come on, this is it. This is it. Come on, I want to get you all going. Here we go.
I always will remember well the day I went away, sailing out of Belfast in the morning. Our hopes were on tomorrow. We kissed the girls goodbye and dreamed about the days of our return. And there'll be dancing, romancing, and nevermore we'll roam. They'll be rolling in the hay, there'll be whiskey in the tray when the boys come rolling home. We safely reached the other side of New York City Fair, in spite of wind and rain and stormy weather. We all sit down and drink girls goodbye and dreamed about the days of our return. And they'll be dancing, romancing, and nevermore we'll roam. In the day when the boys come rolling home. Hey! Hey! Joey went to Boston, Sam to Buffalo,
Pat went out as far as California. I used to get some letters then, but that was long ago. They'd always speak of Ireland and return. They'll be dancing, romancing, and evermore we'll roam. They'll be rolling in there, there'll be whiskey in the tay when the boys come rolling home.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you enjoy yourselves here tonight with us? You've been a wonderful audience, and thank you so much for coming. Good night, and God bless you all. Well, come on, clap those hands just like this.
I must be over 90 now. My grandson's by my bed, and here I'm in Chicago and still scheming. Sister, take me back again to rest my weary bed. Leave him a legacy of freemen. They'll be dancing, romancing, and evermore will roam. They'll be rolling in the hay, they'll be whiskey in the tay when the boys come rolling.
Once more!
They'll be dancing, romancing, and evermore will roam. They'll be rolling in the hay, they'll be whiskey in the tay when the boys come rolling home.
Well, that's got rid of the cobwebs. That's lively foot tapping. And the drummer was having a ball, was he not? From Andy Cooney there, When the Boys Come Rolling Home. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played the version of Don McLean's version of The Mountains of Mourne. And, well, I'm sitting here now because I was taken to task by a listener who said, that wasn't the best version of that song you could have played, Joe. Yes, John, you're dead right. But could you please, in future, if you're going to play that song, please play the Brendan O'Dowda version of it, because, Joe, that is the best version. The Mountains of Mourne, they're situated on the east coast of Ireland, up in County Down, up that neck of the woods, just over the border in Northern Ireland. Beautiful country. And this tells the story of the young man who went over to London to make his fortune. And, well, he was being misled a little bit because he'd never been to a big city before, straight out of the country. And he was landed in London, and he was writing back home to Mary to tell her all about the wonderful things that he was seeing in London. But he still would prefer to be back home with his Mary.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people all working by day and by night. Sure, they don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, but ach, never mind. With beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions, all roses and cream, as O'Loughlin remarked with regard to them same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, sure the color would all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for my wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here now at the head of the force. I met him today, I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped the whole street with one wave of his hand. And there we stood talking of days that are gone, while the whole population of London looked on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where dark morn sweeps down to the sea.
Yet another of those beautiful Percy French songs, and I will keep my promise before the end of the year that I'll do a whole Sounds Irish programme on Percy French songs, because he was a prolific songwriter and wrote such wonderful songs, as well as some very funny material. That was Brendan O'Dowda's version, and John, I hope you enjoyed that. Whenever we Irish people get together in a group, well, three things happen. We either start to sing, we either start to tell stories, or we say our prayers. Now, in this case, when people get together to sing, particularly if it's a sort of a ballad session or a folky group thing, someone usually sings this song. It tells the story of the man who fell asleep, and he dreamed he was back home in his village of Spansel Hill in Clare in Ireland, and all the memories that came back to him when he dreamt that he was, well, he met people he knew and he met his former girlfriend. And, well, unfortunately, in the end, he wakes up and he's far away from Spansel Hill. Here's the Jim McCann version. Now, I haven't heard this song, this version of it, rather. It was sent to me during the week. See what you think. Jim McCann on Spansel Hill.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the will till next I came to anchor the cross in Spansel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assembled there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to at the parish church in Clooney, a mile from Spansel Hill. I went to see me neighbours, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. But I met the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Ah, he used to make me breeches when I lived in Spansel Hill. Thank you. flying visit to my first and only love. She's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove. And she threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. Ah, she's Nell, the farmer's daughter, and the pride of Spancel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her, as in the days of yore. Ah, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. Then the cock, he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spancel Hill.
It's just dawned on me. We haven't had a female on the programme so far. We're going to put that to rights now because we're going to have Louise Morrissey. And I, for our new listeners, I just want to say there is one or a number of phrases that you'll have to get used to when listening to Joe Bollard on Sounds Irish. And one of them is, my daddy used to sing this, or my mother used to sing this, because though my father was a prolific singer, he never knew the words of any songs. He knew the first four lines, or maybe the last lines, or maybe the chorus, but he was always the one to start the song off and the others would finish it. And this was one of his. This is Louise Morrissey and the Old Rustic Bridge by the Mill.
I'm thinking that bends o'er the murmuring stream. 'Twas there, Maggie dear, with our hearts full of cheer, we strayed neath the moon's gentle
to love.
Friends, I've got a feeling that that's not an Irish song at all. I'll have to do some discovering, Google or whatever one does, and find out. But I don't think The Old Rustic Bridge by the Mill is an Irish song. But it was beautifully sung by an Irish lady there, indeed, Louise Morrissey. Now, I mentioned a few moments ago about my father. Once again, I'll mention him because whenever I hear this next artist sing, I definitely hear my father's voice because he had a similar voice to Ronnie Drew. Now, probably because my father hailed from Dublin, he had that kind of voice. I think the rest of my family would agree with me, my brothers and sisters, that is, that Ronnie Drew is my dad. Ronnie is no longer with us. He's gone to God, but he's left a good legacy of ballads behind him, including this one. It tells the story of Donegal Danny. Now, we've mentioned before on Sounds Irish that Donegal is the most sung about county in this country of ours. Oh, by a long chalk. Anyway, enough of my prattle. Here's Ronnie Drew telling us all about Donegal Danny.
I remember the night that he came in from the wintry cold and damp. A giant of a man in an oilskin coat, and the bundle that told he was a tramp. He stood at the bar and he called a pint, then turned and gazed at the fire. On a night like this, to be safe and dry is my one and only desire. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. Donegal Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal Danny's been here. Then in a voice that was hushed and low, he said, listen, I'll tell you a tale. How a man of the sea became a man of the roads, and never more will set sail. I fished out of Howth and Killybeg, hard glass and Baltimore. But the cruel sea has beaten me, and I'll end my days on the shore. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu. Saint Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here. One fateful night in the wind and the rain, we set sail from Killybeg town. There were five of us from sweet Donegal and one from County Down. We were fishermen who worked the sea and never counted the cost. But I never thought that night was done that my fine friends would all be lost. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu, saying Donegal, Danny's been here. Me boys, Donegal, Danny's been here. Then the storm, it broke and drove the boat to the rocks about 10 miles from shore. As we fought the tide, we hoped inside to see our homes once more. Then we struck a rock and holed a bow, and all of us knew that she'd go down. So we jumped right into the icy sea and prayed to God we wouldn't drown. But the raging sea was rising still as we struck out for the land. And she fought with all her cruelty to claim that gallant man. By St. John's Point in the early dawn, I dragged myself on the shore. And I cursed the sea for what she'd done, and vowed to sail her nevermore. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll be you and you, St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys, Donegal, Danny.
Fading away, the king of ballad singers, well, one of the kings of ballad singers, Ronnie Drew, telling us all about Donegal Danny. Now we're actually going to hear Donegal Danny, because we're going to hear Daniel O'Donnell. And Daniel O'Donnell, one of the greatest icons in Irish entertainment for the past 30 years or more, is going to sing us an old Irish song. And this is definitely Donegal Danny, because he is Danny and he hails from Donegal. And he's singing for us an old Irish song.
Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish songs calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I'll see the mountains, the valleys, the green fields below me. I walk the highway, the byways, the old people show me. I hear the songbirds remember the soft words we spoke after dark in the glen. I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I remember the old days, how I loved the old ways of living.
There was more caring, more sharing, more loving and giving. How times have changed, life's been all disarranged since summers we laughed in the rain. But I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days. Let's hear you sing. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, an old Irish song.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I said prior to playing that track that Daniel O'Donnell, we all just know him as Daniel because we love him. Daniel has been, and in my book I say this, and I'm open to contradiction, but I feel very firmly about it, that Daniel O'Donnell is one of the biggest icons of Irish entertainment for the past 30 odd years. No matter where Daniel plays, whether it's in Sydney, whether it's in Chicago, Dublin, Cork, anyway, you cannot get into the venue. People are queuing up for hours before. And he's done a wonderful amount of work for charity as well. So I know he's not everybody's cup of tea, and I have to admit I don't like everything he does, but I admire the way he lives his life. And he does sing some, that one particularly was Sing Me an Old Irish Song. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take, as we used to say, I'll take the ball on the hop, because we'll have an old Irish song now. Well, wait a minute now. Once again, I question, is it an Irish song? Well, Bing Crosby is telling us it's an Irish lullaby. This is one of these lovely old Irish American songs that I love so much. And believe you me, friends, I get my leg pulled about loving these old Irish songs. I'm told I'm corny and old-fashioned and what have you. But I don't care. I love them. Here's Bing Crosby.
Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-loo-ra. Hush, now don't you cry. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, tooraloo-ra-la, tooraloo-ra-loo-ra. That's an Irish lullaby. Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if I could hear that song of hers today. Toor-a-loo-ra-loo-ra. An Irish love.